The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up, all four of us back together for Crosstalk Unhinged. We've got some tummy issues.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's eating saltines.
You got talked into an issue.
At any moment, just know, boys.
Toast.
I might be leaving the studio.
Some rice.
I like the saltines. It's good.
Charlie Bevins, what a mensch. Charlie knew I was hurting this morning, and he went and he got me some saltines. That?
Charlie knows how to handle it. I mean, remember.
He's an alcoholic, so, I mean, that's.
What?
Alleged.
Charlie?
Allegedly, yeah. Well, he knows how to sell a stomach. He knows how to sell a stomach.
He's a bartender.
Yeah.
He also had his own experience with this issue because he went to an all-you-can-eat meat festival last week for Valentine's Day.
That's right. He had the Charlie had the experience. Yeah, Sylvia, you were gone. He had the experience for Valentine's
Day. Oh, you didn't know that. So
he went to Fogo.
Charlie had it. First of all, the problem was Charlie thought it was inappropriate to use a gift card to take his girlfriend out to dinner.
You utilized the gift card.
So we were all like, Charlie, you used the gift card.
Don't worry. How serious, like, their boyfriend, girlfriend, right?
First date, maybe.
No,
they've been together. They've been together for 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At least. Gift card.
6 months.
Of course. You got to utilize the card.
But Charlie, this was Valentine's Day.
The gift card is not the right way.
Yeah, but he thought it was impressive if he said, he goes, watch this. And he turned the stick to green, and all the meat started coming out. All the little baristas started coming with meat.
Yeah, the problem that I think Charlie overlooked.
Meat baristas.
They're coming out of the woodwork.
They're called gauchos.
Hey, what do you think? Whatever you want. You can have whatever you want.
And by the way, Charlie missed, like, I think his angst was directed in the wrong spot. His angst should have been about how he was going to handle the meal. Because there was going to be no romance afterwards. You go to an all-you-eat meat joint.
You're too full.
So I told him, like,
that's
he was
a fart fest.
He had a 7 o'clock reservation, and he was working with us until 6. I said, Charlie, run home and give her the best, 40, 50 seconds that she's ever had.
Right.
And
then
go to the dinner as opposed to having Valentine's Day romance after.
Give her
after
the old two-pump chump.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
There's no romance after.
No, after
two-pump chump. Yeah.
Two-pump chump.
There's no romance after an all-you-can-eat.
And remember, allegedly on his alcoholism. I don't know if it's been confirmed or not. That's all I'm saying. Well, I want to protect myself legally.
He's backtracking.
Allegedly. I'm backtracking. I'm saying allegedly.
Stop.
I don't know if he is or if he isn't.
I'll come out and say I got a problem.
All right.
So if you want to point the
check out the mic, let the DJ resolve it. I told you, I had to backtrack. I called him one. Now I'm backtracking it, saying that's not necessarily true. Allegedly, we're going to have to confirm it at another date. I mean, I'm trying to fucking protect myself.
My,
Jesus.
You're being ridiculous.
And I realized I may have crossed the fucking line
Carm. You think? I mean, I asked this fucking guy, I'm like, why don't you do me a favor? Drive today. Do that. No. Nope. No.
No, you know what I told him I'm going to do?
Show? Yeah.
Can I tell you this?
I'm a mess.
He is a mess.
My stomach is wrecked.
A mess. So he put another hour on his fucking day by doing this thing, right? So he put another hour on his day by agreeing to do
we
Unhinged.
Picked you up. You could
and going to having a meat fest last night.
You go lay down and shit your pants.
Well, hold on. The man can't eat meat. So this is what I told him. I'm trying to motivate him, right? When Jordan had the flu game and he wasn't feeling so good, they say, hey, Scotty, I can't shoot today. Hey, Scotty, I'm not going to play today. Hey, Horace, do whatever you want today.
Horace was
gone. All right, well, whoever the hell is there. Cool coach, Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, Dennis, you Ron, do what you Longley, want today.
Luke.
Dennis, do what you
Luke,
want.
Triangle.
Luke. Right, I can't do anything today. What did Jordan do?
He went out and he played
Jordan
great.
Went from tip off and he balled his ass off. And then when they had a commercial break, they were in between quarters, what did he do? He laid down like a stuck pig on the sideline because he wasn't feeling so good. But when the cameras came back on and the lights were on, what did he give you?
You're a good motivator.
He's a showman. He was a showman.
The show must go on.
And he performed. The show must go on. I will not allow you not to be your fucking excellent self today because you went and paid $400 to fucking make yourself feel like shit.
That's the real kicker.
I'm not the guy that's going to allow you to fucking be mediocre.
When I signed up,
I want fucking excellence, and God damn it, I'm fucking demanding it.
Did you have a hooker for $400 last night?
No.
Isn't that like part of the...
You get all you can eat wagyu beef and a blowjob.
When I signed up,
this guy with hookers already. I mean,
well, $400. What? I mean, what else can you get for $400?
When I signed up,
allegedly,
what's
hookers allegedly.
Yeah. When I signed up for this dinner experience last night, I knew it. I knew what was going to happen.
Well, why'd you do it then?
I don't know, because it was so fucking delicious.
So what happened?
So our great friends over at Swift & Sons.
Leo Mattelli called them.
Had a, they had an A5 Wagyu beef tasting menu.
Right. Like, what does that mean, A5?
A5 is the grade like the grade. Wagyu. It's like the best grade of Japanese Wagyu beef.
It's a grade.
It's like the, you know, yeah. It's the best beef in the world,
it's like
basically.
We got prime, we got choice, we got this, we got that.
It's basically the best beef in the world.
Best beef in the world.
And it is, if you've ever seen Wagyu, it looks like a ribeye on steroids.
Right,
I mean, it's
marbled.
So marbled. There's a, when you cut, if you just.
Pink and white.
It's all white. It's just stripes of white all throughout the Wagyu. It's all the fat, it's all the marbling. It's why it's so good.
They call it the flavor.
And so.
Fat's gonna get you.
I knew, and I don't do well with fatty red meats. I don't eat ribeyes really anymore. Like, if I do, I have
ever
to share
since
it.
Toronto.
I can't do it.
That's what I told him. He said I was wrong.
And so we're talking about this dinner, and we're looking at the menu, and me and my buddy Len Mattella and Danny Lynch here from The Office, we're like, oh, this is gonna be fucking amazing. We got to do this. And I'm committed to it. I paid for it. I looked at the menu over and over again. I'm like, this is going to be so good. And I said, but man, I think the next day is going to be rough. And last night, with every delicious fucking bite, we gobbled it up.
Did you have some red wine, too?
We had a little vino. I had a glass of wine. I had two old fashions and a glass of wine. That was it. So we didn't drink a lot because we knew that would even make it worse because of all that fattiness. And with every fucking delicious bite.
Every bite.
We were like oohing and awing, and we were, and it, dude,
they were amazing.
I can't tell you. And then at about 7 a.m. this morning,
hell came to breakfast.
Hell came, and it's been going on, what? We're going on 4 hours, 4.5 hours.
Did you make
it? I got into the office today, I saw Lynch, and he looked at me. We both looked at each other, and Lynch is like, oof. And I'm like, yeah, it's been a rough morning. He's like, me too.
Heard so good.
Big Len's okay. Also 6'9", and well, you know, 300.
And he may be more of a meat eater than you
he
guys.
Is. Like, he doesn't get affected by
he may
by
be
it.
More of a man than you.
Yeah. That's not necessarily true.
I think he's more of a man,
guys
too.
That are accustomed to having a high-protein diet,
what the fuck?
It doesn't
now
affect
all of a sudden you're going to get serious? You just
called
fucking Charlie
alcoholics.
An alcoholic. I say that Len's a bigger man than you.
I said allegedly. Allegedly, he's a
walk. One of the courses last night, I'll tell you, this is the last thing I'll say. One of the courses, and I'm still like dreaming about it, as messed up as my stomach is. One of the courses was this Wagyu carpaccio. And they served it on, dude, it was on like this crispy potato cake. It was like a potato cake that was real thin.
What's
and the chefs
called?
Came out with each course.
Is that a latke?
But not really, but kind of York, but not really. It was almost like a bagel chip, but it was potato.
Uh huh.
And it was like this fatty
that
beef carpaccio with like lemon zest and like this little aioli on top. Mm. And it was
garlic
mind blowing.
Did the meal come with a gift card for a colonoscopy?
It did not. I just had one.
It was
mind blowingly good, you guys.
We love the Boca restaurant. Just to reiterate. This is not a them problem.
No.
This is a you
me
problem. This is a Carmen DeFalco problem.
I knew
Carmen can't process
rich. Yes. Yeah, it's rich.
My stomach can't handle it. I knew it going in. I should not be doing that. I did it anyway because it was that fucking good.
If I went, my Sergeant Hulko would be throbbing today.
Right.
My big toe would be going.
I would have took a nice
got to gout.
Healthy dump in the morning and I would have been set to go.
Because you can handle it. It doesn't affect you. It's like if Yurko was going to eat
lobster,
drink a milkshake.
Shrimp, whatchamacallit.
If Yurko said,
big toe, hello, how are you?
If somebody
the
came
gout,
up and
the gout
said,
the gout would have got you.
Yeah.
If the somebody said it's the best meal chick in the world, and Yurko was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll do it. But then he'd shit his brains out.
I know what's going to happen. Yeah.
That's the same thing. I knew what was going to happen.
It'll be a Flutter Blast Friday.
You know what's fucked up is I can smell Yurko's milkshake farts.
There you go.
I worked with him so long that I know what they smell like. Yeah. Is that sick?
Yes, you're like Seth Rogen and Step Brothers.
I could taste
ketchup.
It.
Yeah. Onions. Ketchup and onions.
The inside of my truck has got a stench of Yurko fart to it.
It does.
If you drive, if you ride, I got air fresheners in there.
Yeah, they don't
help. I can pop it for you. But ultimately, it's ingrained into the seats.
Do you have the customary or the complimentary gas mask for the person in the
roll
truck
window down?
You know,
I got 255 air conditioning, 2 windows down at 55 miles an hour.
You know the Pepsi challenge? If you presented me with 2 farts, I could identify the Yurko milkshake fart.
Yeah, we should do this today.
Yurko,
go to Potbelly and get a milkshake.
We'll do it in a jar.
Two milkshakes to kind of activate the system.
See, milkshakes don't bother me. I probably could have that. But right now, the only thing I'm eating are these saltines.
When you got in the car from your house to the station, how much did you sweat?
I wasn't sweating.
The meat sweats happen after you eat.
Was there any chance, though, that you thought you were going to have to pull over?
No. I made it okay. Somewhere? I just ducked back in the bathroom about 30 minutes ago. I should be coming out of the tail end of it now, pun intended. I think, I'm probably good. But it's been an adventurous morning.
Yeah.
And you know, I knew it. And
was it worth it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Will I do another A5 Wagyu tasting dinner at Swift? Yeah, probably.
You know
if they do it again next year.
You know
year.
It will.
Because it was incredibly good.
Because we got one scheduled for next Thursday.
I don't know if I could do it that close.
Well,
that turnaround.
Did you ever think about if you so really good. Kind of overloaded your system with meat and you kept attacking it, that somehow you can reverse
no,
the process?
No, I've tried. I can't. I know it every time I have a really rich, you know, it's red meat. That's what does it to me.
Have you tried lamb?
Yeah,
lamb
doesn't bother
me. Have you gone off the reservation with some of the meat, and maybe there's more different meat you can enjoy without going through a situation like this? Osobuco, you know.
Yeah, that's usually, osobuco probably no. Like anything like
it'd
that.
Be okay?
Rich, no, probably not.
Okay.
Anything
have
that's
some
like
veal.
Real rich
have
and fatty.
Some veal.
You know, every time, and as much as I love
a pork shank?
No, that'd be okay. Pork doesn't bother me at all. Okay. As much as
I
love...
Some Johnny would have a pork shake.
Pork,
and milkshake with pork in
it. Now, I'll get the meat sweats, after I pig out on barbecue, mm-hmm. But I stay away from the brisket because I know what'll happen. It'll make me flat out sick if I eat too much brisket. So I'll go nuts on pork.
So pulled pork. So when we go to Kansas City, it's going to be pulled pork.
Pulled pork, sausage.
So maybe some lamb if they got some lamb ribs or something like
100%.
That.
100%. And I'll get the meat sweats, but I won't be sick. You'll just sort of get, you'll sweat it out a little
bit. When did this situation manifest itself first and why?
My late 20s probably.
Any explanation?
Doctors say, a lot of times, why do you develop an intolerance for dairy?
Right.
My doctor said it's not uncommon. You get older, your stomach just doesn't handle it. He goes, you got to know, and you got to be smart. He goes, you want to go to the A5 Wagyu fucking dinner and pay $400
for it.
Fine, but you know what's going to happen.
It's like every 7 years your body
you're
goes.
You're loading the butt gun.
Yeah. Every 7 years your body goes through a little bit of a change. 7, 14, 21, 28. So when you got 28, what happened to you? 42, I couldn't see no more.
See?
42, I'm reading a fucking paper.
The science
sideways.
Of sevens?
What the fuck's going on?
I do believe the dog year rule.
No, but it's sevens.
Is
sevens,
it really?
You go through a little bit of change.
Really?
Well, think. About 13, 14, you start to get a little,
True.
You change. 21, you become more of a man. You go from being that high school, kind of infant to more of a man.
That's true.
At 28 is when you developed your little stomach issue.
You know, Yurko's probably right. It was probably around the time I was 28 years old.
No, he's now convinced because he's saying it with conviction. I just turned 56. You're going to turn 56.
You got something going on.
So what's
we
going
do.
On with
I
you
don't know.
And I?
We're
going
to figure
what's
it out.
What's going to happen?
We're going to figure it out.
I remember at Toronto, stuff happened in Toronto behind the scenes. and Carmen may have done stuff that he should not have done.
No, what was her name?
And
no, I didn't.
I look.
What was her name?
And we went out for a dinner.
No, that was the night before.
And then next thing you know, Carmen was deathly ill at the Bears-Bills game.
Were you at the Canadian Ballet?
Deathly ill. No. He had to leave at halftime.
Oh,
he had to leave the game at halftime.
The whole night before I was sick. I was sick the night before.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about happened 2 days earlier.
Right. It settled in. And it never happened before that.
Ever.
What was it?
That's never happened beforehand.
Were you drinking champagne out of the crack of someone's rear?
That ain't true.
Is that what you were doing?
No.
You were doing the luge?
What happens in Toronto?
You were doing the luge out of some chick starfish? What was going on?
Champagne out of anybody's starfish.
Oh, boy. I did not.
I don't even like Johnny
Knox. Maybe. Listen. If Johnny's right, maybe if you do it again, it'll reverse the.
That's right.
It's like when Superman, goes backwards around the world.
He takes it back. It better be one sparkling clean starfish. That's all I'm going to say.
That should have been the criteria the first time.
Yes, he should have thought about it.
That better be bleached.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
He's bleached. Next thing you know.
Glistening white.
I've seen an adult film where a girl is getting like a milk enema and the guy puts his face behind her. And then all of a sudden she just unloads on him like a water cannon.
What the fuck?
She unloads on the dude's face.
What did you search for that? I mean, I'm watching realtor porn, which is pretty normal and basic. Yeah. And this guy's watching milk enema porn.
Search milk enema.
What?
Milk enema porn.
I think what happened is like the AI on my phone when I was looking at stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The artificial intelligence said this fat, sick fuck might like this.
You must have suggested
for you.
You must have been perusing some really weird shit for that to get on your.
Oh, man.
Dude, speaking of the AI on your phone, like when I scroll through Instagram, I'm like,
look like a blizzard of milk.
What does it know about me? Like the shit that it, the reels that it flashes up on Instagram. It's fucking crazy.
What are your first three reels?
I mean, here's two girls in thongs wrestling. The first thing that comes up.
You are a sick bastard.
The fuck?
Oh, that's great.
It's actually three girls.
I was going to say, two are up, one's on the ground.
Two girls wrestling's no big deal. Three girls wrestling, Carm.
First thing that comes up, and it's...
is that on your Instagram?
It's my Instagram, dude. It's the first reel that comes up. It's three girls wrestling each other in thongs.
Should we play that? How do we...
Well, you play the Instagram game.
So go to your Instagram and then click on the magnifying glass. Click on the search right there. And do you see what comes up for Sylvie? Probably fucking
football.
Theo Epstein.
Miles Sanders.
I got Aaron Rodgers and Nick Bosa.
Yeah. So he's got, you seen this man, Miles Sanders, played two snaps in this game?
All right, my first one was...
mine's nothing but smut and Shohei Ohtani.
I mean,
my first
one was a bike riding through the woods, like on a trail.
Yeah.
When a guy was tooling around. Another one is... A group of golfers are out playing golf, and if you miss the green under par three, you get tased.
That sounds like your
So they're tasing the guy for missing the green.
That's awesome.
Kermit's
and
got
my
three
third one is, looks like a cooking thing or another.
I got three girls in thongs wrestling.
I got a Gronk update.
Gronk update.
And this guy is a Japanese artist that's creating art.
I've got an airplane going down, too.
Here's a girl.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Here's a girl doing butt lunges on her bed.
What are you doing
secretly behind the scenes?
And here's a shark going after a surfer in Australia.
Hey, and another golf course thing.
Say yeah, that is on brand for you.
It's totally on brand for your.
But did you ever see the video? I don't know if we ever talked about it on the air that a listener sent to us, asking if it was you. There was a woman at a gas station. She must have been 20, 23 years old. Really cute.
Really cute girl.
And she said that a creepy guy came up to her at the gas station and said, "You have really nice feet."
Oh, it was not me.
"Do you mind if I take a picture with you?"
Oh, she charged
him? Of your feet. And she kind of looked at him and he goes, "I'm willing to give you money."
Oh, my God.
If you let me take a picture of your foot.
Creepy.
And she's like, "Okay,
did she?
How
do
much
it?
Are you thinking?" And she ended up giving him $80.
He gave her $80.
He gave her $80 to take a picture of her feet.
She's probably gone into the business now of selling.
Like, she did a TikTok of this.
Give me $2,000. I'll send you 3,000 pictures of my feet.
And like people were wondering, or
no,
a person,
not me.
If it was you,
I would never
this girl.
Pay for a picture of someone's feet. As much as I have a foot fetish, never.
Is it a fetish?
Yeah.
Is it a fetish? Fetish is a strong word.
I've had
really?
Yeah. I think fetish is...
I don't think
All right, well, then it's a
longing.
Something that I like.
Like, if it's a fetish, like, you find yourself, like, buying...
All right, then you're right. Then
foot sculptures.
And that's what it... That is not
great
bad.
Place for foot fetish, guys. You ever walk into a Macy's and pretend you work in a shoe department?
Never.
Might be something you want to think about.
That's okay, I'll pass.
You might want to be something you think about.
I'll pass.
My buddy Al Vajiniak did that in Calumet City. He's not much unlike Carmen. He got a footsie
Actually,
thing.
Actually, no, he is if he's pretending to be a fucking shoe salesman.
He went in the bag. He goes,
he's a lot different than me. I would never do that.
Hi, what size are you looking for and what shoes are you looking for?
My God.
She goes, do you have this in a six?
Oh, and my God.
He's like, sure. He goes, there's some other shoes I'd like to have.
He's going in the back?
He went in the back, got shoes out, and he took her shoe off, and he was caressing her foot.
Okay. That's illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, second, let me measure your
second
foot.
Place you can go as a foot fetish guy when you're in a Jules or if you're at like a Strachan Van Til. Al's move was he'd be over there and he'd chuck his keys onto the ground so he can get closer to the feet. He got arrested.
Okay.
That's a fetish. He got arrested.
That's a fetish.
Why don't you arrest?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that that's the definition
fetish.
Of fetish.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Then I don't have a fetish.
And now Al's no longer with us.
I think that's a foot stalker. Yeah. I don't think that's a foot fetish.
I know, because he's not stalking an individual foot. He's stalking all and any feet.
It sounds like
it makes him more dangerous.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, it makes him more dangerous.
Or Buffalo Bill. I mean,
he's no longer with us.
He's a serial foot stalker.
Yeah, I'm not Buffalo Bill.
Al is no longer with us anymore.
What happened?
Al's gone.
Passed away. How old?
Put the foot in the basket.
Put the foot in the basket.
Put the lotion on the foot.
Al was probably about 48.
Really?
Or something like that, yeah.
That's too early.
He lived a good life.
He lived a crazy life.
So no, I'm never
He didn't live to
it.
A seven-year multiple no. to find out what 49 was going to do for him.
No, might have developed a toenail fetish. Who knows?
I was going to say, you walk in on a Saturday morning, and there's Carmen at a nail salon.
Can you imagine?
He's pretending that he's working.
Yeah.
He's already speaking Vietnamese.
You're walking through Nordstrom's, and you're like, hey, Carmen, what are you doing? I'm like,
would
no,
you like
just hanging out here in the foot.
Pomegranate? No. Carmen,
you're actually working Saturdays and Sundays at a nail salon, aren't you? To get a little
filling up the tub. Here, soak them in here. No. Is the temperature right?
The amazing thing is I don't like my feet being touched.
Why do you have zip ties and
that is weird. You don't like your feet being touched?
Not really.
At all.
Foot massage is great.
I got a pedicure like a few months ago because I went with my daughter. My daughter wanted to go. Like we had a daddy-daughter day, right? And she loves that stuff. And so she's like, she wanted to get a pedicure. We did some other stuff. And the woman took total advantage of me. It's like fresh meat walking in. I had no idea, you know.
Yeah, you're paying $90
a piece. I paid like $130 for
my... That was just the tip.
I mean, and my wife gave like explicit instructions. She said, just all you do is ask for this. So I walked in. Hello.
Carmen's kid in a candy store.
They said, would you like some champagne?
And the woman was, and I sit down, and my daughter's next to me, and the woman pulls out a fucking menu, and she starts showing me, and I'm like, pedicure? She's like, yes, and?
Yes.
And I'm like, basic pedicure? She's like, yes, and what else you like?
Yeah.
And she's showing me on the thing, and I just pointed. I was like, that? I don't know. It was like $79.99.
It said full shebang.
I get the hot rags. I get
the shin
rubbed.
It was the whole thing.
The whole kit.
Now, it felt great, but I'm texting my wife. And
your
she's
daughter's
like, no,
over there going, Dad, Mom never gets this for us.
She goes, straight pedicure. I'm like, that's what I said.
This is what I want to say. I didn't want to be creepy, but when you have a foot thing, taking your daughter to a pedicure place.
Those are all old ladies.
I get it, but I'm just saying maybe she'll see your daughter will see a side of you that you can't control.
It's not like that's not true. There wasn't one good looking person in there.
Doesn't matter. You just checked off nine things on the.
What are you judging the whole body for when you got a foot thing going on?
I don't know. I didn't go in there looking to find like, oh, let's see if there's a good pair of feet getting fucking scrubbed in a nail salon. I'm not a degenerate.
You didn't go in there looking to fuck feet?
Fuck? I mean, really, what's
the
matter?
You didn't go in there
you?
And fuck some feet?
No.
All right, in the course of a lifetime.
Fucking crazy.
Have you ever been, in the course of your lifetime, I'm talking about your whole lifetime, has anybody given you a foot job?
I'm out.
Okay, I want to know, is somebody rubbing his feet or his junk?
No,
with their feet?
No. They're rubbing his junk with their feet.
Right, yeah. Like, has that ever happened? Like,
you
have to define.
Yes. Has that ever happened to you?
You have to define.
Was it like, the most excited you've ever been?
No. But I mean, that.
Five?
Instant dispersal?
No, that's what I was going to say. It's probably not really a foot job.
Did they use both feet to kind of grab
on? Oh, it's happened. You've never done that? Like in all your ex.
Really? Yes, Armin, I'm with you.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yes.
Of course.
It was instantaneous.
But I never had like a completion.
It was like Mount Vesuvius going.
No, that didn't happen. But like in the normal
Poor Pompeii down below.
In the normal course of romance, has that like happened before? Yeah. Sure. Yeah, okay. I've done that.
Just make it just
but whatever, like
if it was more exciting. Do it less to completion.
No, so it's fine. Can swing at me.
Dude,
you guys have never done that.
I'm looking for confirmation. If I would suggest that to my wife,
what would happen?
I would instant divorce.
Oh, stop it.
I think she would beat the fuck out of me.
Why?
If I asked her to rub my cock with her feet, she would.
No, she would not.
Slap the fuck out.
No, she would not.
I guarantee you.
I guarantee she would not.
Yes.
You. No way. Why would she? Why? I don't. Why would she?
I know
you've
her.
Never done that.
She, no.
Never.
No. Never really float my boat.
But I've never. Again, it's never like.
If she says no, just say okay. Is there like one of the neighbors? Is it okay?
And really, that doesn't do it. Like, and I'm cool with your thing. Like that.
I'm with you. Like that's not on my list.
That's all right. I'm surprised.
Not Mount Vesuvius for me.
No, it was instantaneous. It just never happened before. And when it did happen, it was. I thought I was going into convulsions.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, you might have more.
Well, it must be some soft feet.
No, it happened one time in my life.
By the way, my wife plays tennis 5 days a week. She's got some things on the bottom of her feet that I don't want to look at.
Yeah, that adds a different type of texture down there.
Yeah. It'd be like sandpaper.
It's like being on a foam roller with the knobs.
Yeah.
My wife's a runner, too, right? I gave her a foot massage the other day on vacation. I said,
you thought you were rubbing a 60-year-old man's feet.
I said, you got a lot of skin stuff going on down here.
Dude, I gave my wife a foot massage.
She's got foreskin on her feet.
Like, I don't want that on me.
Listen, I'm just saying, my wife, it's her birthday today, so she probably wouldn't.
Birthday, Carl.
She wouldn't like me to say it, but, like, she's an athlete, so her feet.
They're
like,
shot.
They're not soft.
Yeah, all right.
I said, put some lotion on it, and she said, but then my feet sweat more, and then they smell more.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So, look, that's what happens, Yerk, when you know this, when you've been married for almost 11 years
and
now.
And listen, our significant others, they don't have the soft, creamy feet like you're liking.
Yeah, they do need to be nice. I would never venture into something like that if the feet weren't like perfect. That's true.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
It's like fucking Rafael Nadal's giving me a foot.
That's disgusting. Just the thought of that.
Just say like
God. You do your best work on clay.
Exactly.
Rafael Nadal giving you
a
foot. But
he's a clay court specialist.
That was a good
tennis
joke.
He's a clay court special.
I know. Hey, good.
Charlie should be listening.
Coming in strong with a tennis joke.
Comedy.
Well, not many people can get those.
Well, I could have gone Roger Federer.
And then I wouldn't have had anything for
I prefer to play on the grass.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
Carm, you okay? You got to take a shit.
I feel all right. I'm starting to.
Is the little lady into some outdoor piping in the woods, you know, hiking on a trail?
No, like, what is it? What is it that you guys are into that's a little bit off the beaten
I'm
path?
No, I'm asking.
I don't think anything that anyone would consider to be abnormal.
I've only done it outside twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only outside twice. Mm. Once I thought the raccoons were nibbling on my
when
toes.
When we were younger, like the outdoor thing was a big thing.
That was a big thing?
Yeah. Like the Mile High Club was very bad.
I've never done that either.
To my wife when we were on the plane on the way home without
I've
the kids.
I've never done that.
Jokingly, but I would still, like I said, you know, knock twice on the door. I'm going in.
Yeah.
Knock twice. And she looked at me like, get the fuck out of here.
Second time was in between two evergreens outside of a softball field next to a Greek church parking lot.
Church
parking lot.
No, right.
Parking lot, then the church, grassy field, evergreen softball field.
Stay away from the school grounds cranny. Because even if you're not doing something crazy, but you'll
just
find
the
yourself
church.
In trouble.
Yeah, no school.
Done on a golf course.
Right.
On the green.
Good for you.
On the green.
Did you worry about any of the fertilizer?
I was just going to say, were you worried about any of the,
I was like,
maybe that's why your stomach
did
sucked.
You bring a blanket?
2 years old.
Did you bring a blanket?
No.
No?
No.
Didn't lay nothing down?
Nope. And then once on the beach.
On the beach. You gotta watch the sand.
I think only twice.
Carmen knows one of the most distinct places for me.
It's like piping with sandpaper.
I know.
You know, 10 bits.
I know, a classic. I don't even think you want to say
Bulls center floor. At the United Center?
He wishes.
300 level.
Sylvia has a classic story.
No, from
Oh, you pulled the Don Johnson?
Wells Street Art Fair. Wells Street Art Fair. After the it closed for the night, they have the tents up. They take the art out. What's the dive bar on Wells Street that we're all at?
Burton Place.
Dive bar. I was hammered with this girl that night, and
Dennis?
We were getting
Dennis?
Frisky. Not the dentist.
I don't know.
No. And yeah, I had like a couple dates with the dentist once. I don't know how you remember that.
Amy.
And then, and so, we went out into one of the tents.
Yeah.
Went out into the
soiled
art
some
fair.
Art.
Yeah,
made your own art. Yard out.
I added
some extra lines.
I called.
You painted some canvas.
I called it the Van Gogh.
The Van Gogh.
Wall Street Van Gogh. You did it.
Wall Street Van Gogh.
Yeah, you got up and you went.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Here's the Van Gogh.
No, it was actually something to do with the ear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
I gotcha.
There are limits even on Crosstalk on Hinge as far as how far we could go.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
I think you're going to just got
it. After the tennis joke, now we're making some art jokes.
And then the following week, it was a pirate, right?
Now we better be careful. Arr.
Called it the Willie Stargell.
Oh, my God. The Pops.
We called it Pops.
We called it the Cobra.
Oh, you guys are bad. You guys may have crossed the line.
Like Manny Sangini had one leg out.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Have we now crossed the...
And my early apologies to Charlie.
I
said early apologies, and I walked back my statement.
Where is Charlie? Is he over there? I don't think he's in there.
No, he's out having a drink.
We've made...
Thanks for the saltines, Charlie.
Wait, let's recap.
And listen.
He's at the bar.
Throw me a saltine, you selfish prick.
So we recap, and then I want to reiterate.
We've had diarrhea stuff. We've had Yurko make accusations that one of our producers is an alcoholic. We have talked about getting a hand job with feet.
Oh! He shoots, he doesn't
score.
It's
called footsie.
Oh, I'll eat that.
Here, one. We've had some disturbing discussions here. I want to reiterate, my stomach issues are in no means an indictment of the outstanding people at the Boca Restaurant Group and Swift & Sons. The food was fucking fantastic. I knew going in.
I think Jeannie left the bottle a while ago.
I knew going in, eating all that delicious meat that I was going to be paying for the next day. And yes, I paid for it, but I think I'm in the clear. I'm starting to feel the best I've felt since about 7 a.m. I think it's behind me. I think it has passed. Knock on wood. I'm ready for the show.
I started to think about feet. That could be it, too.
Oh, right away.
Got a hard-on, and your stomach went north.
I took them to a pleasant place.
But,
I don't think I've ever had Wagyu beef.
God, Tommy, it is.
I think you have.
Have I?
It is spectacular. I mean, it really is. But if you've got it, and, you know, you do have that sensitive stomach like me. Salisbury steak. You've got the sensitive stomach like me. Just be careful.
Yeah.
Don't overdo it. But, I mean, it is a treat.
Can I kill it with scotch? The stomach problem?
Possibly.
You could try.
That is one thing. Scotch calms my stomach.
Does it?
Yes.
Which is weird. That's...
It's either Pepto or scotch.
That's weird. I mean...
But it's got to be like a single malt. It can't be a blended. It's got to be a good one.
Single malts are blended quite often. Single malts just can't... Single malts have to be one distilling season.
Okay.
They can blend together.
Okay, I'm talking like if it says on the bottle...
Single cask.
Okay, yes.
And that comes from one cask.
Yeah, that's
single
what...
Single malts can be blended.
That's what makes my stomach feel good.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't mix it up with him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I saw fucking anger cross his face.
Be careful.
What are we hard for?
Tell everybody how good Wagyu is, Sylvie. You know. I mean, it is.
Well, isn't it funny that I know that he's had Wagyu? We've been to Swift & Sons before. We've been to restaurants where you've had Wagyu. You've tried Wagyu.
It's spectacular.
Like, I am like his talk show wife.
You are.
Yes,
you have,
you've had Wagyu,
yes, honey. Yes, you have. What are we hard for, boys?
Huh? Yeah. I don't remember.
I mentioned this on
Blue
the
Chew.
Air. I am hard for, and Yurko mentioned this on the air with you yesterday, I am hard for that Netflix show.
Full Swing?
Full Swing.
Awesome.
You guys know me. Yurko's the golf guy. I am not a golf fan. This made me a bigger golf fan.
Really?
This is can't miss television.
I watched episode 4 last night.
Was that the best one?
Fabulous.
It's Dalen? Is that his last name?
Is it Damer? Joel Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
I think that might be right.
It was
Joel Dahmer.
Episode 4, Unbelievable.
He loves Wagyu.
Every, he finished tied for 10th at the Open.
I binged.
I got to get on this.
I binged every episode like that.
Carm, episode two also was Brooks Koepka, and they kind of pull the curtain back, and you see a Brooks Koepka
who
was shook, mentally shook for the whole season.
I want to see this.
And the last episode, after you think, like, every episode is great, they give you the cherry on top of the sundae. And it's Rory.
Naked Tiger Woods.
It's Rory. I mean, like, they don't give you access to Tiger. They give you Rory, though. And Rory's, you think you like Rory now, you really like Rory afterwards.
All right. What's it called again? Full Swing?
Full Swing. Okay. Netflix. Full Swing. It's by the makers of F1.
And I've heard that's awesome.
And people
They're
love
in
that.
Season yeah. 5.
And okay. like, your wives will love this, too. You don't have to be, like, I'm the testament. I'm the example. I'm not a golf fan, and I love it.
All right. I love that.
That's
sounds
what I'm
good
hard
to me.
For.
Bluechew.com.
What are you guys hard for?
Use the promo code Unhinged.
Purdue Indiana rematch at Purdue this weekend, the 25th.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm really hard for the Bulls getting back on the hardwood with Pat Bev at the point.
My dad's birthday is this weekend. My dad's, how old is my dad turning? He's turning
73.
He's turning 74. But we're going to one of our all-time favorite places in the city, Old Little Italy, like on 26th and Oakley. We're going to Bruna's, the whole family. I can't wait. And I haven't been in a few years to Bruna's.
That's
my
awesome.
Dad's been going there for like 40 years. And
happy birthday, yeah, Big Lou.
And I'm hard
Big
for
Lou
that.
Doing
I can't
well?
Wait. Big Lou's doing pretty well, all things considered. Yeah, you know, he's battled some health things here in this last year, but he's doing pretty well. And looking forward to big family dinner on Saturday. That'll
wish
be fun.
Him a happy birthday. From
I will.
All of us.
I will. So good work, boys.
All right.
Nice to have Gabe and Juan here too.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. Thanks for the cookies.
Hey, you guys like feet?
There is
Gabe
a,
does.
They're
Gabe
as
does.
Generous. Gabe Those does. Two Gabe are as generous feet. As anyone.
The
they paid money to get behind the scenes access for a great cause.
Yep.
For one of our charity auctions, Windy City Gabe. He's been a fan of this radio station for a long time.
He's been on trips with us. I mean, Gabe's. These guys have been with us for a long time.
Good to see Juan. And go shit out some water right now.
All right. See you next week, everybody. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
The sun. Just.